If I ever heard God speak, God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. Is a killer.
I like
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 I like the killer. I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I like those ripples.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great first week of September. Kicked it off with Labor Day, my favorite holiday of the year. The only one that really is that important, apart from Christmas. It's end of the first week of school as well, as evidenced by the many empty cups of beer littered around campus and other general garbage and the heightened security presence here in the Student Union building. It's not the ghost town it normally is, or that it was just a few weeks ago. I didn't even have to ninja my way in here. I was just late. Anyways, it's I like the scribbles. My name's Chris. And I've got a great show planned for you guys out there. I think I want to start off with something that I gotta say is pretty awesome. It's Dindada, which is the George Krantz song from the 80s that was, I guess, brought to fame by the movie Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. It was not really the theme of the movie, but it was featured quite prominently there, alongside other hits by Ollie and Jerry, and other people no one's ever heard of. There was Dindada. The best version, actually, I've heard of Dindada so far was on the Roots live CD they put out recently. A while ago, there's a version of Dindada that's just sublime. I recommend you check it out on the album that I can't remember the name of. Something like a beginner's guide to understanding the roots or something like that. Anyways, I found a version of that mixed with Axel Foley, the theme from Beverly Hills Cop, another great 80s tune. So we're going to start off with that. Who can I credit this to? Got me. Yeah, I don't know who did this. But, I'm going to follow it up with something I snagged from the WFMU site. Great site, check out. Oh, there we go. Some Croatian futuristic experimental music from the 80s as well. But I'll get to that later. First of all, Axel Foley and Dindada here on CITR 101.9 FM.
What is this rhythm?
Dum 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 d again.
UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
If you watch kinky perverted lesbian videos, you could at least tell me what they made you do.
Well, I'm afraid if I say it, I'll either break down laughing or crying. I know.
Who made you force it? Let me try to catch my breath and then I'll tell you. I need to catch my breath because I'm on radio personality.
You don't have to do your first.
Anxious scene, isn't it?
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm glad to see you. I was born to in the third of fourth grade.
Forced to do what?
Fondle snakes and sacrifice vegetables.
Society can no longer ignore Satan. Whether you choose to believe the devil is real isn't the issue. Thousands have sworn allegiance to the devil and do his bidding. Demonic deviance reigns over America now as Satan schemes to sabotage the souls of our children. Once he has them in his grasp, they are mentally, physically, and sexually victimized.
I was thinking about going Satan's way to get out of my problem, man.
I am a Satanist. It believes in self-indulgence.
I'm a drug-user and I'm a Satanist. One night I was on an acid trip and I had a vision of Satan. And I got the whole nine yards of what's going down.
I believe that Satan is my God. Drugs, anything I need, I guess.
The devil is deceiving our children. Call 1-800-223-CLUB and help me counter the lies of evil with the love of the Lord.
And Grand Prairie, thanks for sharing 1-1-56 and Bob and Doris and Carol. And hey, those Texas folks coming through. Sure, and get the 2-23-12 so they can get that video. So Jerry and Midland and Ernest and Burleson. These Texas folks, God bless you. Melody and Bakersfield. Kathy in Albuquerque, you're going to love that video. Plus my book and all those other materials that we're going to send you. 1-800-821-TALK is the on-the-air number. And I tell you, we've got the great chance situations here right now. Now, Rebecca, I want you to just listen for a minute, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, we want to help you. And the people who gave you this number knew that we would be able to help you. Now, we could help you in a number of ways.
And help me.
First thing we can do is pray for you. Okay?
Help.
Pardon?
Help. But I have to cut myself.
You do not have to cut yourself. Don't do anything, you just press right now.
Please.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
In the name of our Father in heaven and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we just pray right now. Peace and comfort of God to come upon Rebecca. I pray that her mind may be open. And I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit may come upon her. We bind all the powers of darkness. We bind all the work of the enemy. We make every evil spirit subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the work of the sickness in her life, we command that it come to an end in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray right now for the love of Christ to come to where she is right now and to overshadow her life. And I place the blood of Christ on Sally right now. On Rebecca. I place the blood of Christ on Rebecca right now. I place the blood of Christ on Rebecca. You are bound by the authority in Jesus. You are bound. In Jesus' name, you are bound. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are bound. And Rebecca is Rebecca is being loosed by the power of Jesus Christ. Don't worry, Rebecca. God is in control. Don't you worry. Who are you? Who are you? The keeper? You are not the keeper. You are not the guardian.
Who am I?
You are subject to Jesus Christ. You are subject to Jesus Christ. Keeper and guardian, I bind you in Jesus' name. Keeper and guardian, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Keeper and guardian. Keeper and guardian, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Keeper, you who call yourself keeper, is Jesus Christ Lord? You cannot have this girl. You hear me? You cannot have it. She is not yours. To whom does she belong? Rebecca? Get out for me. You who call yourself the keeper, speak to me. In the name of Christ, you speak to me.
What?
You let her go.
They meet.
You let her go.
What? Let her go.
Not forever.
I will let her go.
Jesus Christ came here to die for her.
She is not going.
She will make that choice, and you know very well it's a miracle that she called today. It's a miracle she called today, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it?
Someone out there will pray for her.
That's your problem. Now you listen to me. You must be subject to the authority of Jesus Christ. How many more of there are you? How many more of you are there?
Who?
How many more of your kind? How many? Tell me in the name of Jesus Christ. How many?
Of a generation. God.
With a hold of being broken.
No.
Yes. Yes, and you know very well it is being broken. God should not have to call me by an accident. God would not have thousands of people praying right now. You know very well that your hold is being broken now.
We will have to have
a you will not have a longer hallowed be. You will not have
power.
And she will not be yours forever. She will belong to Jesus. Who's David? The David you were talking to him in Keeper?
Yeah.
Is Satan defeated?
Yeah.
Did Jesus Christ rise from the dead?
Yeah.
You are defeated too. And your hour has come to an end.
I have a right to be here.
What is the right?
He has not accepted your God.
Keeper? By the authority in Jesus' name, I bind you to hold your tongue silent right now.
Yeah.
I bind you to submerge and hold your tongue silent. Rebecca? Rebecca?
What?
I want you to... Do you want love in your life?
I'm scared of it.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Do you want God?
I'm afraid of you.
Do you want him? Do you want him if he is love? Then say... Say, I, Rebecca. Keeper, stay out of the way in Jesus' name. Rebecca? Rebecca, Keeper, get out of the way. I command you to stay out of the way. Rebecca?
Yes.
Say, I, Rebecca.
I, Rebecca.
Want love.
Want love.
I want God.
I want.
Stay out of the way, Keeper. Stay out of the way.
I want
out.
I want out.
Say, I put my trust.
I put my trust.
In God.
In God.
In God. Stay out of the way, Jesus.
God.
And Jesus Christ. Say, Anne.
And.
Jesus. Say, Jesus. Keeper, stay out of the way. Stay out of the way, Keeper.
Jesus.
Christ.
Christ.
Keeper, you are bound. You stay right there, and I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I have to go away. I just ask all of you to be very, very much in prayer. Support this ministry, stand by, and support us in prayer now.
This is IBN, the International Broadcasting Network.
Helping the hurting is what Talk Back with Bob Larson is all about. Thank you for praying.
Now, let me tell you what's going on right now. At this moment, Rebecca's mother is sitting in the car in a trance. Now, it just may be that that's something that God did to get her mother out of the way so I could talk to Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. I'm speculating. Rebecca is not at the phone right now. Rebecca is going to come back to the phone at any minute. In the meantime, I want every... And I may have to interrupt this, but I want every demon in hell to listen to
me. I don't want to hear any more that you have to say. Can you hear me?
Catherine?
Please leave us alone.
No, I will not leave you alone. Catherine, under no circumstances will I leave you alone. Not when you are going to murder your daughter. I will not leave you alone because I want you to have God's love in your life. I want you to know the promise and the
hope. You listen to me. It's too late for me.
It is not too late.
It is too late.
That's a lie. That's a lie of Baphomet. That's a lie of Lucifer. It is not. If it's too late, why am I talking to you now?
I have no idea. I can't get rid of you.
You can't get rid of me. You aren't going to get rid of me because I won't let you go because God won't let you go. How would I know about Ouroboros and Marjorie?
Listen.
And Floretta?
Oh, right.
How would I know?
Who's those names?
Listen, those are the names of demons which Jesus Christ has trod under his feet. With Jesus Christ at the foot of the cross, I will
see
speak to him.
Us out of your little fairy tale land. We will not have any part of it. Do you understand me?
Who's living in a fairy tale? You've got a black book with names of ancient spirits and relatives that have passed a curse
That's
down
to reality. Seven.
It's not. Is killing your daughter on October 31st a reality?
It is reality.
It's murder.
Must get rid of this evil.
What evil?
You are evil.
You're the one that's going to commit murder. You're the one that's going to kill your daughter.
I will join her.
Are you going to kill yourself? Are you? So
In Jesus' name, who's interfering? Who is it? Who is it? Come to attention. Who are you? Well, Levinsky, I thought you couldn't speak English. I thought you couldn't speak English. Are you Levinsky? Can you speak English?
Listen, I don't want any part of this.
Catherine, listen to me. Catherine, who's going to kill... Catherine, who's going to kill you at Halloween?
No one.
Are you going to take your own life?
That's none of your business.
Are you planning to sacrifice yourself?
This is none of your business.
It is God's business. Why would I be talking to you? This is a miracle, Catherine.
You are a fool.
How would I know all of this? Why would I be talking to you if I were a fool? If I were a fool, how would I know all of this?
I have no idea, but you leave us alone.
I know about Levinsky. You know what?
I'm begging you.
In Christ's name.
Out of this while you can.
In Christ's name, we break the curse of Levinsky.
I want to blow the door in the back.
What? Levinsky? Can you speak English? Are you there, Levinsky? Levinsky, the blood of Christ be on your curse. 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 You cannot have Catherine's life on Halloween. You cannot have it. You cannot have it. And you cannot have the life of Rebecca. Rebecca confessed Christ yesterday. You heard her. Did you not? Confess it. Did you hear her? Answer me, Levinsky. Answer me. Catherine.
Leave us alone.
Catherine.
Please.
For God so loved the world,
leave
he sent his son,
alone.
Jesus Christ, to
I
die for you, Catherine.
You need to hear what you have to
you
say.
You need to hear. I will not leave your daughter alone. I will not let you kill your daughter, and I will not let you kill yourself in the name of these spirits. Jesus Christ is... I know how many spirits Rebecca has. She has 342 of them.
We have a long trip ahead of us, and I don't intend to spend it on this telephone.
No, you cannot go anywhere.
I cannot go anywhere.
In the name of Christ, we command you be restrained. Now, is it a hoax? Well, it's not from this end, even though that's what the police, the official position that they're taking, and believe me, that's very heartbreaking because a life is on the line here. I'm in a difficult situation I've never been in before in my life. I got my laundry hung out to dry in front of the whole country, so to speak, here. It's no hoax, friend. Not from this end. I have people of integrity working with me here. Responsible people. Any official of the police department who wants to walk in here and question any one of us may feel absolutely free to do so. Put us on a lie detector text. Go ahead, if you want the truth. Folks, I don't have all the answers. I have some. I have Jesus, and he's got them all, and we'll do the best we can with this situation. I thank those of you. I want to ask you to dial 1-800-223-BOOK-CLUB, but I want to ask you to do something special. I haven't said much about it, but pray for me personally in this ordeal. Would you do that? Just pray for me.
As a child, I had many demonic experiences, horrible nightmares that actually turned into, that materialized, where I would wake up and it would truly be happening. So I know that there are demonic influences.
Like what?
Well, like demons coming and actually levitating me off my bed and throwing me back down. My brother had a buffalo chase him around his room literally every night. He was supposed to be a black magician, but it really happened, and he was terrified, and he would wake up and be awake, and this demon buffalo would chase him around his room. Just things like that.
You sinners, and you're all sinners. Muscle man and God.
I hope this helps.
For someone to turn the other cheek, I'll go on Larry King and tell him, Larry, I was weak. Oh, deliver me from evil and deliver me from greed. Deliver me a hot stud and a couple grams of speed. And give me meth and madness on a Sunday morning. Meth and madness, sure as I am born again. It's meth and madness, I don't need no more. Give me meth and madness and we'll praise the Lord. Give me that meth and...
If you're going to take a stand and you're lying, you're going to get kicked in the pills.
Yeah, it's about 1:30 in the morning here on I Like the Scribbles. We just heard a little bit of a collage there. It was some... who was that guy's name? Bob Larson. Bob Larson battling the Keeper. Bob Larson had a radio show many years ago where he did stuff like you heard. At the same time, we heard S.A.T. Stoicismo. I mean, forgive me if I pronounce that wrong. I'm not Croatian. We heard a track. Oh, my God. 9:36:57. Pro Srednji Vopskrom Vermenu. And then we heard another track called Avionom. I guess maybe plane. Something to do with planes. I don't know. But man, what a word. Pro Srednjiv Ropskom. Vri menu. Wow. Yeah, my pronunciation obviously sucks. Anyways. I was looking through the on-air giveaway book here, and we've got a couple last-minute shows here. I've got tickets to give away, too. First up, King Yellow Man, all the way from Jamaica. He's going to be here 2 weeks from now, Friday, September 14th. So, yeah, he's going to be playing the Commodore Ballroom. King Yellowman was fucking a legend, he wasn't fucking a legend, he was a legend. So I definitely recommend you check that show out if you get a chance. Oh, and hey, look, you've got a chance, 822-2487, and give tickets away. But also Hot Hot Heat, another show coming the 18th, the next Tuesday after that show, also at the Commodore Ballroom. So, I don't know what the question is, but let's see. Name one King Yellow Man song. And it just so happens I have some Yellow Man queued up.
We'll dedicate this one to each and every one. Boys and girls, man and woman. Come, me say, strong, me no be carry on. Me say, strong, so me carry on. Me say, strong, me no be carry on. Ah, galang, yellow man a number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me no number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me no number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me no number one. Oh, bim and bam, this Lou and mass run. Bim and bam. Lou and Mass Run. Play this on the radio station. Ka yellow man make it for number one. Ka tell you me say outta airport. Ma with the Greenland. Ka outta airport. Ma with the Greenland. She come up for the plane. She everybody on. The first and she shake. Ka yellow man. And that me show you say. Me well in court. And oh bim and bam. Miss Lou and Mass Run. Ka me say 10 to 1 in a Babylon. Ka not it 1 to 1 in a Mount Zion. 1 to 1 in a Mount Zion. Me say some no be carry on. Me say
Mount Zion.
Caribbean. Me say, hold up your hand, this a the King Yellow Man. Me say, hold up your hand, because me turn number one. Lord, hold up your hand, because me turn number one. It's a Yellow Man, I have the microphone stand. It's a Yellow Man, I have the microphone stand. Parry G and the radio station. Yellow Man along with Radigan. Oh, Pim and Pam. Come say, strong me, strong me, no be scary. And Lord, strong me, strong me, no be scary. And me say, Lord, boy, Lord, boy, Lord, boy, Lord, boy, Lord, boy, Lord, boy. Rebita, you know you feel rebita again, Lord. Rebita, you know you feel rebita again, Lord. Rebita again, yellow, rebita again, Lord. Rebita again, yellow, rebita again. Strong me, strong me, no be scary. And oh, Pim and Pam. Miss Lou and Mas Ran. For Pim and Pam. Miss Lou and Mas Ran. The Yellow Man at the microphone stand. Words come in mode from straight to second. But tell the Yellow Man come the night of the land. The Yellow Man at your microphone stand. Come me say out at the airport with the Queen Lana. She invite me in the palace of Nama. The Ram Obsession car. Strong me, strong me, no be carry on. Lord, strong me, strong me, no be carry on. Oh, Bim and Bam. Ready? Yellow Man and microphone stand. Ready? Bim and Bam. Ready? Yellow Man at the microphone stand. Cause till the Yellow Man come the Ram Obsession. Cause till me say, strong me, strong me, no be carry on. Lord, strong me, strong me, no be carry on. Strong me, strong me, no be carry on. You play this one on the radio station.
We'll dedicate this one to all the lovers. I think in this world, all we need is just love. Me believe good loving when we need. Me believe good loving when we need. Me believe good loving when we need. Cause when it come to girls, I get them with ease. When it come to girls, I get them with ease. No bumping, no boring, I don't get no quiz. The higher the mountain, the cooler the breeze. The younger the couple, the tighter the quiz. Me believe, good loving where we need. Me believe, good loving where we need. Me believe, good loving where we need. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Cause me believe good loving them we need. Me believe good loving them we need. Me believe, hey, good loving them we need. Cause we are going on a summer holiday. We do want to go with me. We go into London and New York City and even the place of Miami. We are going on a summer holiday. You want to go with me? We go into London and New York City. Will you want to go, Rosie? Cause every mickle make a muckle, every muckle make a mickle. You never know yellow couldn't make a good couple. The higher the mountain, the cooler the breeze. The younger the couple, the tighter the squeeze. Me believe, eh? Good love in the minute. Me believe, ribbit. Good love in the minute. Me believe, eh? Good love in the minute. Me believe, good love in the minute. If all the girls should be cross the sea. All the girls should be cross the sea. What a great swimmer Yellow Man would be. What a great swimmer Yellow Man would be. My ink is pale, my pen is dry. My love for you, it will never die. I love you till the well run dry. I love you till the stars stop shine. Cause you're a one of a kind, I make you mine. We are going on a summer holiday. Would you want to go with me? We go into London and New York City. Will you want to go, Rosie? We are going on a summer holiday. Would you want to go with me? I go into London and New York City.
with you want to go rosy. Me believe good love in the we need. 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 I come in and I come in and I come in on strong. You never know your love be your husband. If I'm right, I can't be wrong. Cause your love man come to sing this song. We are going on a summer holiday. We don't want to go rosy. We going to London and New York City. Are you coming with me, Rosie? We are going on a summer holiday. We don't want to go with me. I'm going to London and New York City. Will you want to go, Rosie? We believe good love in the meaning. 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 Roses are red, my love.
All on top, and I, like a schmo, never touch a drop. Jordan.
One morning our parents took us out of the bed. We told them, man, we don't play the fool. But the answer was shut, you got to go to school.
He's running up the back, and everybody knows. Rap is rocking, popping in the street, get show. Why could you rock the house, so you know what I'm saying? Now when it's on the mic, there will be no delay. You better not receive in your neighborhood. This man is rocking all the way to Hollywood. Yo, check it out, it's all the words we say. Yo, scream with us, we need a holiday. We gonna make a rent-a-dog for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna make a rent-a-dog for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air.
We wanna ring a rag-a-dog for a holiday.
Mike and Dion Sweat, and we're here to stay.
We wanna ring a rag-a-dog for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just
made.
Everybody! We are going on a summer holiday. If you wanna go, you'll sweat.
Say what?
We going to London and New York City. And we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Everybody!
We are going on a summer holiday. If you wanna go, you'll sweat.
That's right!
We going to London and New York City.
And we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
All right, you want a holiday? The only thing school's the only thing I've got. When parents told me I better go, cause when hanging on the street in a street kid show. In a bar rock, what happened to you? I told them it's my life and I know what I'm doing. I saw the school, I thought I'd never stay. Give me 7 weeks again, I need my holiday.
Well, this is my partner with the number one jam. Famous in the boogie rocks in Amsterdam. Yeah. He's the fastest rapper, yo, the name is Micah G. His rap is stronger than a
sucker MC.
Well, let me show you what my man can do. Rapping, rocky, popping, and the boogaloo too. But anyway, no more delay. Just listen to the beatbox he will play.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
Say ho. That was MC Micah G and DJ Sven live in the Netherlands. It's doing holiday rap and celebration, or celebration rap. I guess every song is there, it's just a rap, so I have to say rap after it, right? I'm way back in the 80s, I hope, playing to a sold-out arena. Sweet. And before that, we heard King Yellowman doing the same song, kind of, but a much better version. I apologize for the shitty quality of MC Micah G, but I mean, it's hard to find a live recording of him or them that's not garbage. And nobody called in. Like, what the hell? Tickets to Yellow Man still up for grabs. 822-2487. Just have to name a song by King Yellow Man, and you can go check him out at the Commodore this Friday, 14th of September. And I kind of want to play some more DJ Sven here. I mean, the idea of these Euro rappers is just hilarious to me. I think they're great. Anyways, let's get some more music here. CTR.
Everybody know, rapping, rocking, popping in the street kid show. Micah G rock the house, and you know what I'm saying. Now when he's on a mic, there will be no delay, so you better run to see him in your neighborhood. He's rapping, rocking all the way to Hollywood. Hey, check it out, these are the words we say. Yo, scream with us, we need a holiday. We gonna ring a rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Micah G and Sven, we're here to stay.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just played.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you're Sven. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam,
right?
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you're Sven. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam,
right? I want a holiday, I've screamed a lot. The only thing in school, the only thing I've got, that's where Ferris told me I better go. That's when hanging on the street in the street get show. Ain't about rocks, what happened to you? I told them it's my life, and what I'm doing. I saw her at school, I thought I'd never stay. Give me 7 weeks again, I need my holiday.
Well, this is my partner with the number one jam. Famous in the Boogie Bronx and Amsterdam. He's the fastest rapper, yo, the name is Micah G. His rap is stronger than the soccer MC. Well, let me show you what my man can do. Rapping, rocking, popping, and the boogaloo too. But anyway, no more delay. Just listen to the beatbox he will play.
My name is MC Sven, and I also DJ, and I like the school, so took another way. You like the Micah G, so I use my voice. As soon as I buy the car, I stick the big Rolls Royce. That's right, my name is Micah G. I use the holiday with the F-I-C. On the street was a party bigger than Hollywood. I grew up in this world, started in the neighborhood.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
I put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Micah G and Sven, we're here to stay.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just played.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you're Sven. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam,
right?
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you're Sven. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Do 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 do
is a thing most rappers do. Yo, I can write my own shit too. I can understand things most rappers say, because rapping is my thing and I do it every day. I'm the number one rapper, yo, my name is Sven. I can rap more raps than a Superman can. So I'm the guy on your radio, also rocking to the rhythm in stereo.
And you don't stop for that body rock. You won't stop for that body rock. Yo, spell my name right, I'm Micah G. M-I-K-E-R-N-D-U-C. Yo, M is microphone and G is genius. Micah G in the house, that's serious. And you know that, and you show that. It's time, Sven, so let's go back.
We are going on a summer holiday. We're going to London and New York City. We are going on a summer holiday. We're going to London and New York City.
Be a big hitter as well. MC Micah G and DJ Sven and the Holiday Rap.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. That's it for the Micah G, I promise. Okay. That was a little bit they did for the BBC. And man, there was some, you couldn't see it at home, but there was some great dancing in that video. Recommend you guys check it out. I'm going to resist the temptation to play some more MC Micah G. And I'm going to play something else.
Judge Greps has switched to Carstairs. Another one of these famous men. He sits by the fire in a wood-paneled den, with the rugs so thick and the drapes so plush. And he sits there, a rich and powerful lush. So I'm sitting in the subway. Hello, this is Orson Bean. Hello, this is Orson Bean. Hello, this is Orson Bean. Harvard 48. Yale nothing. I'd like to do a little poem for you. This is a poem that was written by a friend of mine who's a television writer. His name is Les Pine. And he wrote this little poem, and it goes something like this. Something like this. It goes exactly like this. This is it. Last week, I'm riding in the MTA, and this poor slob is sitting right across the way. So he's sitting in the subway, kind of slumped in his seat, like a tired old dog, so dead, so beat. His clothes, his face, everything looks sad. And I'm thinking, what a rotten life he must have had. So I look in his face, and what do I see? He looks like he's feeling sorry for me. But you don't know the MTA. I mean, the windows are filthy, the lights are dim. It was my own reflection, and I am him. Right then and there, I take stock of myself. Broke, no job, no prospects. Let's face it, I'm middle class. So what do? I whip out my copy of the Reader's Digest, and I read an article about how to be a success. It's called, I Upped My Income. Up yours. It says, study the successful men around you. So I look around the subway, and I see all these whiskey ads. Seagram's, Carstairs, Calvert's for the man who cares. And I see all these guys in the whiskey ads. Industrial giants, university grads. Movie stars, big shots, executive types. And they're sitting there drinking and smoking their pipes. Look how they dress. They reek of success. The men who switch are famous and rich. They all drink whiskey and they're all on top. And I, like a schmo, never touch a drop. George Greps has switched to Carstairs. Another one of these famous men. He sits by the fire in a wood-paneled den, with the rugs so thick and the drapes so plush. And he sits there, a rich and powerful lush. So I'm sitting in the subway, and I start to think, who the hell am I that I shouldn't drink? So I'll take a drink like these fellas do, and I'll get my picture in the subway too. I get off the subway, and I go to the Bidewee Bar and Grill. The place has a very distinguished air, and there's several men of distinction there, clustered in groups of three and four, some on the bar, some on the floor. Bartender says, what do you have? I says, listen, bartender, I've decided to switch. Could you mix me up something? I'll be famous and rich. He takes a bottle off the shelf. He says, mister, did you ever hear of a whiskey called partners? I says, yeah. He says, this stuff is called sole ownership. He says, very private, reserved, got a kick like a bear. One drink of this stuff, you're a billionaire. I says, I'll get my picture in the subway. He says, buster, you'll be plastered. Doesn't get in so late. I'll call him at Hello? Listen, this is Joe Weaver over at Airco. I called the time will be what? Look, I just called to tell your boss about our new cylinder planet. The time what there? Look, will you call Mr. At the tone, the time will be. Oh, for crying out loud. 8 7 8 1 2 1 me. Hello? Who's this, please? Petey? Well, Petey, is your daddy home? Your daddy's on the what? Oh. Well, how long does it usually take him? Well, I can't wait for 2 hours, Petey. Look, couldn't you go in and get him? Not if you can help it. Your mummy? Yes, yes. Good idea. Let me talk to your mummy. Hello, Mrs. Baxter. Is George there? Well, could you give him a message, please? Thanks, dear. Well, tell him that Joe Weaver called and that Airco has a new cylinder plan. That since he's on Plan D, he can either continue if he returns the cylinders after 25 years, or he can convert with an amendment at only $2 per cylinder on the new plan, which gives him a choice of private brand or title deferral, which automatically goes into the purchase plan with all costs defrayed accordingly on a regular guarantee basis for 10 years. Have you got that so far, dear? Mrs. Baxter? Have you got... Mrs. Baxter? Mrs. Baxter? Oh, boy. Well, maybe I'll try Harry Mintz. Hello? Mr. Mintz, please. Joe Weaver at Airco. Yeah, I'm a personal friend of Mr. Mintz. Right. Thank you. Hello? Hi, old buddy. This is Joe Weaver over at Airco. Weaver. Yeah, how are you, Harry? Charlie, of course, yes. How are you, Charlie? How's the wife and kids? Well, listen, the reason I called, Harry, Charlie, I just wondered if you'd heard about New Horizons. You saw the movie but haven't read the book yet? That's a good one, Charlie. You're a basket of laughs, boy. Now, look, seriously, guy, Airco has this marvelous new cylinder plan, and it's really very exciting. Would you like to hear about it? Not particularly. You're up to your what in sales plans, Charlie? Well, look, this isn't the same thing at all. Now, no, look, Charlie, see, Airco's new plan is that you can own your own cylinders now at less than you'll be paying for rental. How? You really want to know how, huh? Oh, boy. Well, look. Saves you what? Saves you money? Yes, it does. It saves you money, Charlie. That's just what it does. You want to know how? You wouldn't want to just take my word for it, eh? No, it's not really complicated. All right. It goes like this. You pay 5% down, see, with a 6% interest on the declining balance over 10 years. Now, right off, you get a 7% tax reduction up to $50,000. And the regular interest and depreciation is deductible. So you can exchange and convert, provided you do it with something that's equivalent and available under the present system, if it's covered accordingly under the plan. See? Isn't that a great idea? No. Now, of course, I haven't been drinking, Charlie. Can I call you back when, Charlie? In about a year? Well, I would, fella, but you see, this thing only lasts for a year. No, no, not the cylinders, Charlie. The plan at today's prices. Yeah, the cylinders last a lot longer than that. What happens if what? What happens if you've got a leak in your cylinder, Charlie? Boy, what would you want to do that for? Oh, I see. For a minute, you had me worried there, guy. Well, look, you don't have to worry about that, Charlie. They're guaranteed. And, of course, you still have your free exchange. Free exchange. Yes, of course you own them. But you don't own any specific cylinders. Which cylinders do you own? Well, the ones on your books, Charlie. Which ones are those? Well, they're the ones you'll be taking your tax deductions on. Which ones are those? Charlie, they're the ones you're buying under the plan. Charlie, will you stop asking me which ones are those? Yes, of course you own them. Look, Charlie, can't you just take my word for it? Sure they exist. Well, look, if you want, in 10 years, you can convert to private brand. Either that, or you can put them under another purchase plan. Of course you own them, but the purchase plan lets you exchange them. See, we pay you a dollar for them. A dollar. A dollar. No, for the whole lot of them. It sounds like we're giving you a royal what, Charlie? Oh, now, Charlie, would we do that? Do you honestly believe that we would do that? You do. Well, look at it this way, guy. It's less than you'll be paying for rental. And these cylinders are your own. Which ones are they? Oh, boy. Charlie, I just explained that to you. Yes, I did, too. A deal? What kind of a deal? You'll take $50,000 worth. You'll let Airco take the 7% tax saving instead of the 5% cash down payment and pay you the 2% difference in cash for taking the cylinders off our hands? Oh, boy, you can't do that, Charlie. No. On Plan B is discontinued, Charlie. Plan D? Well, Plan D is out, too, but if you want to convert... No, there's no more demurrage either, Charlie. After May 1st, you'll either have to rent them or buy them. So we have you right by the what, Charlie? And you're going to quit all this trucking around with cylinders? And you're going back to playing the piano? In what? What kind of a house, Charlie? Charlie? Charlie, you still there, Charlie? What happened to Charlie?
I don't open my mouth no more. Baby.
Not sure.
Are you sure? school for me, please?
I only have a pond. I get to school.
I can skin your pond, baby.
No pit added. As well as this podcast, you can watch The Chasers War on everything Wednesday nights at 9 on ABC Television.
Media. We haven't talked much about Iraq this
year. It's so easy to forget, isn't it?
It's very easy, especially when there's so many more important stories like the Harlem Globetrotters new mystery. Yeah. So, if you're not up on the latest, apparently Iraq's not going all that well.
No, we're just celebrating 4 years since Bush declared mission accomplished, and since then there's only been 70,000 deaths.
Well, it's a good thing hostilities are over, isn't it? Just imagine. And Iraq is really hotting up as a huge issue in the upcoming US election, so we thought it might be worthwhile hearing what the average American thinks about it all.
Charles Firth hit the streets to hold the public mood.
What's the major cause of Iraq's problems? That they are naturally violent, that they're Muslim, or that they're Middle Eastern?
Small Sprite, medium Sprite, a chicken Caesar roll, a Thai chicken roll, a chicken tandoori roll, a warm crispy cut chicken salad.
Crispy cut chicken salad. Any dressing?
Yeah, all of them, please. All of them, all three. 6 nuggets. 10 nuggets. 20 nuggets. Flake cone. What kind of flavors do you have?
Oreo and crunchy.
I'll take all three, actually. A Big Mac, bag of meal.
What sauce?
A large.
Sorry, with the nuggets, what sauce do you want?
All of them.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Buffalo fish meal. Sorry. Large. And a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah. Sorry?
Meal or
dinner? I should probably go a meal. What the hell? How much is all that? Oh, Jesus.
I got like $20.
No, not drunk at all.
And I still upsold you. Don't believe it. Well done, man.